he said, she said, also known as technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Life is moving right along. It's February 2004.
It sure is.
How's life going?
Oh, not too bad. Thanks for asking. It's going pretty good.
You training?
A little bit.
A little bit. You've been slacking off lately, haven't you?
Well, we're moving, right? We're moving out of our house, and so it's, I'm expending a lot of energy just cleaning up and getting rid of all that stuff in the garage and in the basement, and that's a lot of work.
Isn't it amazing how much stuff humans collect?
No kidding. And half of it, it's not even mine. It's everybody else's. And then, you know, when you have a garage and you've got lots of space, everybody says, oh, can we store some stuff in your garage, right? So I've got a lot of family stuff in there, too, that's not ours, so...
Right, and because we have a garage, we also have the neighbors and the relatives and everybody phoning us up and saying, hey, you got a spot for our stuff?
I just finished saying that, you doorknob.
Oh, you did? Well, I guess I'm guilty of not paying attention to
my wife.
You're
not, what else is new? Hello, what else is new? You never listen to what I say.
Well, I've got selective hearing.
Yes,
isn't that what they say about kids and their parents?
No. Okay.
So what's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, as you know, it has been, it's kind of warmed up a little bit now, but it has been terribly cold outside. This is when it's nice to have some extra body fat. It comes in handy, which I don't have any. Hearty har har. So I'd like to have a few more warming carbs in my diet, such as yams, wild rice, red potatoes, squash, a little bit of pasta, and even a slice or two of heavy, heavy bread. I find that these are slow-burning and hearty, and they tend to keep me warm in the winter months. Right?
Kind of reminds me of humpback whales, right? I remember in Maui when we used to live there, they would come and they would give birth to young. But when they migrated up to the Arctic, all they would do is eat and eat and eat.
Really?
Kind of like what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
And they would get that fat, that blubber on their body to sustain them through the gestation and delivery process, because apparently when humpback whales deliver and that process just before, they don't eat any food at all. They just live on the fat reserves of the body inside.
Well, is that like when a bear hibernates?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
What are they motoring on? They're motoring on a lot of that fat that they've stored up.
Okay, now I'm not going to feel guilty anymore about eating lots of carbs in the winter. I just get so cold, I cannot get warm. And I find that a really nice hot chili or a hot stew with potatoes and all the carbs that I just suggested, you know, keep me warmer.
Yeah, and I find like when we go out for Japanese, have a nice green tea or just some of the herbal teas, any time that I feel cold, just take a herbal tea and it just warms me right up.
Mm-hmm. And all of these carbs that we do choose are the best quality. And we use ghee, fresh ground pepper, and sea salt to season them. And sometimes you'll use, and the kids will use like a plain yogurt or a cottage cheese on top of the carb. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
For sure.
It's very hearty and it's very warming. So it's okay to eat that kind of stuff. But in the summertime, we just have like a protein and a huge big salad, right? I don't want the heavy carbs. You don't want to eat so much. You're more thirsty.
It's all about supplying the demand.
Right.
It, you know, and of course, depends on your metabolic rate.
Yes.
If it's fast or slow.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, relatively lean or if you're carrying an excess amount of body fat. If you have a lot of body fat, you do have to watch the concentrated dense carbohydrates.
Well, then you wouldn't be cold.
Well, no, because you could still have a low thyroid or you could still have some medical conditions.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have to resolve those.
But I know a lot of people that say to me, how come you're cold? I thought you were healthy. You shouldn't be cold. I'm going, duh. If I had, like, your extra 20 or 30 pounds on me, I wouldn't be cold either.
Well, plus, let's define cold, right? To me, anything lower than 50 degrees Fahrenheit is freezing.
Yeah.
I like a place that's like 75, 85 degrees all the time. No seasons, just nice, warm, perpetually.
Well, don't we all like
that?
The warmth. Hello, it's nice to fantasize.
Yeah, so the carbohydrates, you know, eat a little extra through the winter.
Yeah. We always, always have our huge big salad beforehand.
For sure. You got to stay alkaline.
With that healthy salad dressing on top. We still have like a steamed vegetable and we have our protein and then we have the carb with it. So it's a really nice, complete warming dinner, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then the mistake maybe is not to have the protein in that big salad and just have a big plate of huge amounts of carbs.
Yeah.
And then what I see and what I have experienced myself is when you do that, then there's a tendency an hour or two later to crave more carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have some protein and some high water volume plants, the chemistry is altogether different.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So let's get right into a review of last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was John Winterdyke. Very interesting man. He teaches criminology in Calgary.
That's right. He's a criminology professor.
I really am fascinated about that. And I'm sure that you're happy to note that you were right when you said, Corey, that the crime incident rate has not increased, but the media has increased. And he said that after a public execution, such as a lethal injection or electric chair of a criminal, the crime rate goes up.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Like, say what?
But I've always known, and I still believe this to be true, because I've seen statisticians, criminologists talk about this too. It's never been safer, ever, on the history of the planet. Right now, especially here in Vancouver in Canada, it's one of the safest places to live. And yet, we get reports constantly about little children that are abducted.
Yes.
And everyone lives in a state of fear. This was really brought to mind recently with Michael Moore's movie, which I just watched, Bowling for Columbine.
Yes.
And they were down in the south region of L.A., where everyone thinks there's gangs and looting going on constantly. And they're just walking down the street and demonstrating that it wasn't anything like it was made out to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we are living, yes, these things, these bad things do happen, but we're just reminded, like even in China or in India or Indonesia, if a kid gets kidnapped there, it's brought to the media attention here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hearing about things and that's driving people into a state of fear. And of course, Michael Moore said this is why everyone's buying guns.
We have so much media input now. We've got the radio, news radio stations 24/7. We've got how many types of different newspapers? There's the TV, CNN, news stations, all the time going on. And to me, when I'm at work sometimes, I'll look through the province newspaper and I just get so depressed. I really do. I think, why did I read this?
It's a depressing message.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, how can you not be depressed? You got to have something inside of you to resist and oppose. But if you just expose your mind to that all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the key with bringing in the positive information,
right,
too.
I love the fact, too, that he doesn't count calories. John Winterdyke, when he's competing, or any time at all, he just looks at the quality of the food and he says, you know, this is what we talk about all the time. You know what you should be eating and how it feels in your body. He talked about mental toughness when competing. And I remember the Centennial Fitness Awards. I remember doing those in 1967.
So do I. Absolutely. Yeah.
You get the bronze, silver, gold for, I think it was like rope climbing, sit-ups, push-ups, etc. I used to get bronze all the time. I was kind of a dud. But I do remember those. You went against a time of how long it took you to do. Like you might have had a minute and how many you could do in that minute.
Yeah, you had to hang from a bar. Mm.
So I think they should incorporate that back. It kind of lets you know where you stand, right?
Well, that's when we all were told that the average, 30-year-old Canadian was equivalent to the 70-year-old Swede or something like that.
Wow.
So we weren't in that good a shape back then. And guess what? It's no better today. In fact, it's worse. Because kids today are spending more time in front of a computer, spending more time playing video games, going outside and playing. Again, the reason that this crime thing is such a big issue as it connects with exercise is because parents are terrified. And they shouldn't be, because the risks associated with anything happen to their kids are absolutely lower than they've ever been, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my mother let my brother and I go out and play all day long and she didn't know where we were, and we're talking like 8 years old, okay? Just we went out the door and she couldn't bring us in. During that time, it was more dangerous and the risks associated with us getting hurt or molested were much greater than they are now. And yet today, people are just...
I find that hard to believe, but I guess statistics
it's true.
It's true. I find it very hard to believe, but I'm okay with that.
Again, 600% more reporting on the incidents, but 20% lower incidents in actuality.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes by what you hear and what you're being exposed to.
Exactly.
Like, look at the facts.
John Winterdyke's final words, he said, it's never too late to get started. Reconnect with the body, mind, and spirit.
Okay, so let's get into looking at who do we have for next month's special guest.
Well, we have Rob Hawley. Rob Hawley was the general sales manager for a car dealership, and he's an expert in the field of sales and service. He gets his sales reps to be accountable for product knowledge, and he works with them in a high-energy, motivational, and fun way, and he is very well-respected in his industry. I believe that he has a lot to offer to our listeners because sales and service work in every industry. And yes, he is your brother.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that one.
I'm really looking, because we have been talking about this for ever since we started the SNU, about getting Rob on, because he's such a great motivational sales and service guy. He's a real serviceman, you know.
His follow-up service in the auto industry is second to none. It'll blow you away.
Yeah.
And the principles and strategies that he uses in used car and new car sales are exactly the same that should be applied in all sales. Now, if you're selling vitamins on a shelf, or if you're selling vitamins to a retailer, or if you're manufacturing vitamins, whatever it is, these principles are universal.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get a lot of insight from him, focusing on not just customer satisfaction, but employee treatment and satisfaction.
So I'm really looking forward to that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. And he's got a great sense of humor, too. He makes me laugh all the time.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your hot topic?
Well, my hot topic is, we get a lot of phone calls from our friends and family regarding flu shots. They want to know if we take them, if we give them to our kids, should they give them to their kids, and how safe they are. What do you think, Corey? What's going on with this flu shot business? We have never done them. I don't know. We don't really advocate them either. So,
well, let's imagine that you don't take care of yourself, you don't train, you don't eat well, you know you don't eat well, but you keep not eating well. Okay, there's a lot of people that live like that. They're very toxic. They are totally 100% reliant on the medical paradigm of allopathic medicine. They go to doctors only when they're sick. They only take drugs when they're sick, and they take a lot of drugs. They're taking a lot of prescription things. And again, they're not training. They're not exercising at all. This is the majority of the population.
Yes.
Okay, so those kinds of people live in fear. They don't necessarily understand how their body works and functions. They think of doctors as gods, or they take every bit of every word they say right to heart. They never challenge or think twice. And what we stand for is, number one, become your own physician. Understand how your body works. Understand the influence and effects of nutrition. Respect medicine for the strength and value that it has to offer, and I'm talking about conventional medicine. So, did you and I have flu shots?
Never.
No. Did we get them for our children?
No, I would never have anybody inject anything into me.
No. So what is a flu shot? Well, it's a weakened or dead virus. It's something that is supposed to activate or trigger an immune response so that when the enemy comes at you, you have the wherewithal to be able to defend yourself. But unfortunately, there are many strains of flu, many of which are not covered by that particular shot. And also, where is the stuff or the juice coming from to defend yourself? Okay, so you get this injection and then you get exposed to a substance that's going to induce flu-like symptoms. Number one, is it actually the flu? Two, if you don't have a strong functioning immune system, if you don't have a strong functioning endocrine system, if you don't have the vitality and energy that the body needs to stay strong. Of course, they recommend flu shots for people as they get older, more so.
Yes.
And what happens to an older person? Well, you don't take care of yourself, you don't eat well, you're going to become far more susceptible to damage and injury from a virus or microbe than if you're younger, because you're usually stronger. So,
well,
the whole thing to me is about staying strong.
Well, they say about kids too, like, I mean, every around wintertime, there's new flus, new strains of flus coming out. And there was this story about how these kids had the flu and they died, but they don't tell you if they had a predisposition to heart disease or weakened lungs or asthma, or the kids was living on Slurpee. They don't give you all that. They just say you have to have a flu shot because these kids died of this new flu strain, right?
Well, let's get it straight. You don't have to by law. It's an option or a choice. And my position is, do the opposite of convention. You'll live longer and feel better. That's the Costanza principle.
That is.
Now, that's not always absolutely true, because another rule I've got is that there are exceptions to all rules.
Right, yeah.
But feed yourself well.
Yeah.
Train and exercise. And believe me, that is the best possible medicine that you can do.
And get lots of sleep. I think a lot of people are suffering from lack of sleep. But what was interesting is, we were walking down the street one day and we saw in this walk-in medical clinic with a naturopath that they had homeopathic flu shots. So do you know anything about that?
Homeopathy is a different kind of medicine. Instead of trying to destroy a microbe or bacteria with a drug, homeopathic medicines are designed to arouse and stimulate the immune response. And so they use plant extracts, substances found in nature, minerals, and even substances from animal parts. And they're diluted to the point where there's just enough of it to trigger a mechanism instigated through homeopathic medicine that facilitates a message into the system, and then the body is able to interact with the disease or the state or the infection more efficiently. Unlike vitamins, you don't take them all the time. So I think that, yes, I know a number of naturopathic physicians that advocate different formulations that can even be made from and including some of the stuff of the individual themselves, like their saliva. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So I would look, if people are interested in the flu shots or concerned at all, I would go towards that method. And I don't think it would be free like the other flu shots would be free. I think you might have to pay for it, but it's well worth looking into, isn't it?
Well, ultimately, it's an individual decision. We're not telling anybody not to take a flu shot.
No.
We're expressing our opinion.
Yes.
You do what you feel is necessary. Yeah. This issue is very similar to immunization with children.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you have to make a decision. And if you don't have enough information, the key is, first of all, to get more information, to learn more about it, and then you can make a more informed decision.
But you know what I think about these flu shots is people think that because I have this flu shot, I'm not going to get the flu. And you know, everybody I know who's had the flu shot gets the flu.
Well, again, it comes down to...
I just take tons and tons and tons of vitamin C and make sure I get all my vitamins and... I don't...
But it's not just the
vitamins. I'm going to knock on wood.
Yes.
Right now. Did you hear that? I knocked on wood. I have not had the flu in years.
Okay, now this time, instead of knocking on your head, knock on the table. But it's the food, too. It's the training.
Yes.
It's not just the vitamins.
Yes, it's everything.
Right? We got to get away from this isolated mentality.
Yes, yes.
It's a whole approach. It's holistic and medicine.
The synergy of everything working together and peace of mind too.
What does it take to keep the body strong and well? And if you're not doing that, taking a flu shot is not going to remedy that.
Right.
And will it help somebody? Possibly. Mm-hmm. But it could also hurt somebody, and it's not 100% true that by taking that, like you mentioned, the flu shot, mm-hmm. you're not going to get the flu.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting, something to think about. And with that in mind, what's your final word, my dear?
My final word is a Spanish proverb. A man too busy to take care of his health is like a mechanic too busy to take care of his tools.